I want to know how Chamber of Commerce President Tim Cahill arranged for this weather. Tim, how did you do that?
It was due us. After living through last summer, yes. The summer of rain, every Friday, every Saturday, all weekends, it's so refreshing out there today, too. It's so refreshing compared, because it was hot, and I'm not going to complain about the hot yet, you know, yeah, but it was really good. But we're blessed. I was coming out of the parking garage this morning saying, wow, this God is looking down on us today. So, because that's the challenge. Right. We've learned to accept that there's nothing you can do about the weather. And what I love about the farmers market is we do it either way, unless it's dangerous out there.
Of course, yeah.
They show up, you know. And that, I like that, because when people cancel, it's hard to get momentum when people don't show up, or you have to cancel an event.
Yeah.
So we've learned when you go outside, you just have to roll with it.
Because if people show up and you're not there, then you really
lose
momentum.
Exactly. Yeah. And we've spent, I mean, this is, I think, our fourth year in the chamber, third or fourth year, I can't remember exactly. Time flies. And I know it's been I think it's the third year we've been running it by ourselves. You know, we've taken control of it.
Opened last week, right?
Yes, it opened last week, so I'm a week late. I should have been here last week to talk to you. But we had a great start.
Did you?
A great start, full of vendors. The team is so locked in. My team is they get everyone lined up well in advance.
Right.
And we're oversubscribed for people who want
to
be
it's
there.
It's a good problem
stuff.
To have,
it's
I
good.
Guess, right?
And the mix is great. We finally found our bread vendor, which we've been looking for a couple of years.
Oh, okay.
Fire King Bakery, they came last week for the first time.
Right,
and
from Hingham?
Yeah.
Okay.
And phenomenal. Phenomenal display, phenomenal quality. We bought some. My wife gave me a list of stuff to buy for this weekend. and that's just bread. You know, you look for, you know, you obviously have farms, you look for cheese, you look for bread, you look for a variety, and this year we seem to really hit it. You know, we've got just a nice variety of food vendors, cookies, and, you know, three farms, and we have what's euphemistically known as Samosa Man, who comes in and sells samosas.
Oh, really?
Okay. You know, two young Indian Americans who really took it by storm last week, and they were delicious product, and there was a line, and people were really into it. So you can get food to eat, you can get food to take home.
Right.
And we also have some vendors who are selling jewelry and oils and soap and things like that. So it's a little bit of a mix of what we do in Christmas and what we do, you know, and the food part of it, although it's dominated by the food.
Yeah, so Friday's noon to 5?
Noon to 5.
Okay, same location?
Same location, yeah. Kilroy Square. We're not leaving it unless they tell us we have to go.
Right.
There's a new restaurant going to be opening, and they'll there in the LBC building.
Oh, really?
Which they're working on, an Italian restaurant, which we thought was going to start in the summer.
Aviva.
Yes. We thought they were going to start in the summer, and they'll be taking some of the outdoor space that we currently use, so we'll have to reconfigure, but I don't think we'll have to reconfigure until next year.
Okay.
Because they're not going to open until probably the fall, and I don't even know if they'll open their outside.
Oh, I see.
They'll probably have to get their inside set up before they do outside.
Right.
So, but it's great. I mean, Kilroy Square, I remember when we first started, it wasn't in Google Maps. There was no sign. It was hidden. It was brand new. I mean, nobody even who lived in Quincy knew where it was.
Right, yeah. And only old-timers like us knew what Kilroy was, too.
It was a struggle. It was a real struggle to get people. And it's a little hidden. I mean, it is hidden. It's a hidden gem.
Right.
As we say, and if you're parking in the garage, it's great, and because you walk out and you're there. But it's taken a while. It's taken a while to. I mean, the farmers market was always there.
Yes, yeah,
the old Hancock lot, and I give them a lot of credit for establishing themselves there, they did a great job of keeping it going when they got removed up to Pageant Field. And then when we came back, the mayor really wanted the farmers market to come back downtown, and with all that work that was done, it made total sense. So it's worked out great. It originally was a lot of work for us, and it still is a lot of work, but it's an enjoyable project that we do, and it really helps small businesses, the vendors. I mean, the farms aren't local here because we don't have any farmland.
Not anymore.
Left,
years ago.
but they're located in Massachusetts.
Yes.
They're great. It's great to help keep them viable. Because we need farms, you need fresh food, and you need places to shop where you know that the product was grown here, not shipped from California.
Yeah,
from
and I mean, we're in a little bit of a bubble here in Greater Boston, but agriculture is a main industry in Massachusetts.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you think about west of 495, it's mostly agriculture.
Yes, yeah. And they got hammered last year. Yes. The rains really impacted the farming community because, I mean, too much rain is as bad as too much of anything. It flooded. They really suffered last year. So the product seems, you know, there's more variety in the product already. Yeah. And we just started last week. Usually at the beginning, it starts out a little slow because you don't have everything. You don't have tomatoes yet. You don't have corn yet. It's just not seasonal.
Yes, yeah.
But we had a lot of variety. And Stillman's, who have been with us for over 40 years, they're out in Western Mass. Mm-hmm. They're phenomenal. They're just great partners and stuff. So I like it. And it really does bring some vitality to downtown Quincy. It gives people a reason to come down during the day. We'll see this year. I mean, there's still a lot of people that aren't working.
Still?
On Fridays,
really?
Especially.
Okay.
They work from home.
Yeah.
So the office buildings are less than full.
Interesting.
But it's getting better. Okay. Stop and Shop is back. They're back 3 days a week. So, and many of Quincy Mutual seems like the parking lot's fuller. And so most of them are back, not full time.
Yeah.
And Fridays in the summer is still a challenge.
Right, yeah.
But anyways, last week was a really good indication of where we're at.
Yeah.
And this weekend, I think, especially with the weather, it'll be great.
So much going on in Quincy this weekend.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Got Porch Fest tomorrow.
Yes.
I've got the
Ruth
Gordon Amphitheater tonight.
Yeah, and then next weekend we have the 4th of July.
Right.
It's great. I mean, we've had a great spring since we last talked, annual meeting and after-hours events and breakfasts and stuff. So we've had a great, busy spring.
Mm-hmm.
But the city is really stepped up. There's, you know, there's events at not only at Kilroy Square, but there's events at Hancock Adams.
Always.
We just opened up the Visitor Center, which is beautiful.
Yes.
Really nice. We're looking forward to a really good year of tourism. And anecdotally, I'm seeing a lot more people walking around, and especially visiting the Common and getting their bearings. And that's where you have the National Park Service on one side.
Right.
And then you have the Quincy Visitor Center on the other side. Yes. And what they did is they developed it in a way. You guys should definitely, if you haven't gone down there, see it. Because there's a map of Quincy on the ground.
Yes.
And so you can see where you're going and how far everything is. And you can check out your neighborhood and see if your street's in there, if you're local or not. And it's much more interactive. So it's not dependent on, it's still staff, but it's not dependent on staff telling you what to do. It's like you hit
figure
a kiosk and,
yeah.
and there's things for the kids to play with if you've got young kids. And
yeah, I heard about a wooden train set or something can drive.
It's a big hit.
Is that
it's
right?
a big hit.
Okay.
So, and those things matter. And that's how you get people to really experience.
Yeah.
I mean, history, when you're living through it, it's pretty exciting. Last night's debate, we'll talk about that, you know. We'll speak to that. But it can be presented very dryly and not, you know, relevant to what's going on today. And it is very relevant to what's going on today. People say politics has never been meaner. Well, go back to 1801 and see the election between Adams and Jefferson if you want to get mean, or the 28 election between the son Adams and Jackson.
Yes.
They were mean and ugly.
Yes.
There was a lot of name calling. It was, you know, it was different, but that these kind of things help history come alive. We had a nice picnic up at the this year for the President's Trail up at the Dorothy Quincy House.
Oh.
Which was nice. The Park Service is having a couple of events on the 4th of July.
Always,
They do one at the church, I think, on Sunday, and one on the 4th at the Peace Field.
Yes, they do the reenactment, the reading of the Declaration of
Independence. And then there's a play with Adams and Jefferson, I think, at the church one of the days.
Sure.
It might be Sunday. So Quincy's, it's all pulling together. I think the way the mayor envisioned it would maybe 10 or 15 years ago, you build the development, you incentivize people to, operate some retail space. I saw the clip you guys just did about the Grossman property stuff. And once it starts, the momentum kind of builds on its own and people see this is the place we want to be. And what we really like is when it comes to the farmers market and the Christmas market that we do is these new apartment buildings are really hungry for events. They want to be able to sell Quincy because that helps them sell their apartments.
Yeah.
We've had a partnership, Stone & Center, which is a new place opening up with the Masonic Temple.
Yep.
They're a sponsor of our beer garden, which will start tonight at 4 o'clock as well.
Is that right?
It's already been going on since May, but they'll be doing their last Thursday was last night.
Who's
but then they'll
they,
be.
Tim?
Widowmaker.
Oh, Widowmaker.
Widowmaker Brewery. This is their third or fourth year doing the beer garden. They have food trucks that come, so you have an additional option for food. Mm-hmm. And they'll start next week, because Thursday's the holiday. They'll go Friday, Saturday, and then Friday, Saturday through the summer.
Okay.
So they're in a, you know, they're there on Fridays and Saturday evenings, Thursdays through the spring, and it's just a nice place to hang out and sort of get a feel for what's going on, and then maybe go to a restaurant. So it's pretty, when the weather's good,
it's a whole
and everything's green and everything's blooming, it, you really get a good picture of what Quincy has to offer, especially with all of the amenities that have been built over the last, you know, two decades.
Well, I think you tend to linger more and explore more, take more time.
Want to get out for a walk?
Exactly.
During lunch. I mean, we're cooped up all winter long, and it's like, I don't want to go out. I don't want to. I'm looking down from the ninth floor and saying, it's too cold out there. I can feel the wind.
It's cold.
It's just, I like, not only as a resident for many, many years, it's refreshing, but I like the feeling that it gives to people who are new, because they don't know Quincy. They come for the apartments. They don't know what's going on outside of those areas. And we're just talking about the center. I mean, Wollaston and North Quincy have their own separate, really, food culture.
Sure.
Much more ethnic.
Yes.
And we'll be exploring all that in August for our food festival.
Oh,
so we're going to be doing a food festival, Taste the Quincy Food Festival, for the first time since 2019.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah,
August 7th,
up at Adams Inn on the banks of the Neponset River.
Out of in the gazebo?
Yep, under the tent, the gazebo. Okay. We'll take it all over. We're compiling the restaurants now, but we'll have about 25 by the time we're done. We got a good list. We'll have Widowmaker and Break Rock Brewery, two breweries, some music, and it will be a nice night. And it's amazing when you think about it. We stopped during COVID for obvious reasons, and we just never really got back to it. Restaurants were struggling, and it wasn't fair to ask them to come.
Put out
free food for people and stuff. But I think that has passed. Not everyone, but it's passed for a lot of them. And it's a great way to visit and explore and experience 25 different restaurants. $40 is the cover charge, basically. And then you get as much as you want to eat from as many different places, and it really does give a good flavor of where the city is today versus 2019.
Just Quincy restaurants?
Mostly. Chamber restaurants. So we'll have some Milton restaurants in there as well. But if you're in the Quincy Chamber, it's a Taste of Quincy. But, we're taking over the whole South Shore. So, Quincy Chamber restaurants.
Okay.
So most of them will be from Quincy. And there'll be some restaurants in Quincy that aren't in the Chamber. If they're a good restaurant, we want them.
All right.
And if they're a newer restaurant and they're a little bit different, we want people to sort of get all the flavors, the Asian, the Indian, the American, the Mediterranean, because it's become a dining destination, the city, overall. You've got all these ethnic supermarkets here in Quincy as well. So it's really a draw. It's really a draw. And our job is just to bring them here and let them figure it out when they go. So. And that's
maybe entice them to become a member of the chamber.
If they want to do that, that's great. We love that, because we're growing.
How many now?
Over 500 members, and we're growing. You know, every month we add a few, sometimes a lot. We've got a separate category for the smaller vendors, if they're pop-ups. So if they don't have a bricks and mortar, but they participate, so they could join for a little bit cheaper amount.
Okay.
So. We've had a few, when Fat Cat closed and La Paloma closed, and the Wheelhouse, the mainstays in Quincy. And I feel bad for those places, and I understand COVID, the remnants of COVID are still playing out with the restaurant industry, because they got probably hit the worst.
Certainly.
In many ways, outside of healthcare, they really got whacked. And they're paying the price for that, but, where a restaurant closes, another one opens. And it doesn't stay empty for long, and things change.
Yeah.
Things change. I mean, when Paloma came, Mexican food. I mean, there was no other place.
41 years ago.
And
no,
now there's a lot of other places, and people have migrated again more to maybe into the business districts, because you can get that. You don't have to drive to it. You can walk to it in Norfolk Downs, Wollaston, or Quincy Center.
Right.
So, I think it's great. Addition to the city.
Any new businesses other than restaurants do you see, looking at Quincy?
I haven't come across too many of them. I think there's a lot of, we've seen a lot of activity at Crown Colony.
Certainly.
And it's changing. Again, some people are moving out, some new people are moving in, some people are moving within buildings because that whole atmosphere, that whole area is changing. The same thing up at Heritage, up in State Street South,
yep.
that whole area. So there's a lot of new businesses moving in. President's Place, our building, is full.
Is that right?
You know, it's taken 5 years, but yep. it's full. You know, every floor is taken with another small business. So you don't see it on the retail side as much. At least not downtown, but you know. But when you go to South Quincy, Franklin Street, every one of those storefronts is full, mm-hmm. is open, is full, and there's all these cool little food places and barber shops yeah. and smoke shops and just a lot of same thing down on 3A going down Washington Street. When I drive around, you don't see many vacant spots. You know, it's a little different. It's maybe a little cheaper, a little less expensive, so it's off the beaten path
yes,
a little bit.
Sure.
But I, wherever the retail can go and wherever the price works for these folks, that's where we want them. Because you don't want them to come in, spend a lot of money, and then find out I can't afford it
right.
and stuff. So,
back to Kilroy Square for a sec. Any entertainment, live entertainment, Tim, at all?
The beer garden starts at 4 o'clock. They usually bring some entertainment, usually at 5. We
okay.
don't have any we don't have any room.
Right.
Really.
Yeah.
So we tried last year to bring the beer garden in at noon, and it just really, there weren't enough people. They didn't want to start drinking at noon,
okay.
which is understandable.
Right.
And it really didn't pull in a lunch crowd. And so it wasn't fair to them to ask them to come. And to be honest with you, we've got so many vendors that we almost don't have the space.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be some entertainment after hours.
Okay.
And people, what I love is the 4 o'clock. What it really helps is that 4 o'clock, things might slow down a little bit because the work crowd is gone.
Yes. Yeah.
But more people come for the beer garden and they walk through the Kilroy Square and it kind of all works.
Because people live there now, right?
It's taken us a while to figure it out. We've tried a couple of different things and
yeah.
if something works, we keep doing it. And if something doesn't work, we move on and we figure out a way to pivot to something else.
Yeah,
and
you're a flexible, feisty little
bunch. I would try to. That's a great way to describe the chamber. I mean, we don't shy away from the challenge and we've messed up on a few things, or things have been less than successful.
Yeah.
It's taken us a while, but we always go back, refine it,
by doing,
get a little bit better.
Yeah.
And I tell people that all the time. If you do an event and nobody signed up for it, just do it. Just do it. It's the same thing with an opening or a ribbon cutting or whatever you're doing. Just do it. We'll promote it. We'll make it look like there was a lot of people there, even if there aren't. You know, through social media, the wonders of social media.
But
if you don't start,
yeah.
I remember my old days at Handshakes Cafe,
yep.
and we opened up a place and didn't know if anyone was going to come, and I think we made $240 the very first day we're open, which didn't pay for three guys trying to make a living, but it was a start. And I remember let's open today. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
And then we figured it out as we went, you know, and that business, which is not Handshakes anymore, still Craig's Cafe, the same location. It's been there for 40 plus years. And it just goes to show you that some folks just, you know, the names change, but the concepts stay the same.
Have a great summer.
You too. We'll
Thanks,
talk
Tim.
To you maybe before the food festival. Maybe I'll sneak in here before the food
Definitely.
Festival in August. But if not, we'll talk in the fall.
Okay. So
enjoy the summer.
You too,
Take
Tim.
Care.